This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news in brief for November 16th. I'm Paul Plack. Piper Aircraft is named Simon Caldicott, VP of Operations. His resume includes executive positions at Raytheon and Hawker Beechcraft, and he came to work at Piper last year. Pilots who work for Boeing in delivery, ferry, and training ops are reportedly on a path to become the newest bargaining unit of SPEEA, the Society of Professional Engineering Employees in Aerospace. Kamen Corporation has agreed to acquire Global Aerosystems LLC of Everett, Washington. Analysis firm OAG reports airlines in the U.S. have added domestic seat capacity at an accelerated rate over the last 4 months, increasing 3% this month compared to the same month a year ago. A fleet of six Piper Seminole advanced training aircraft is being acquired by airline transport professionals. Diamond Aircraft says Phoenix East Aviation of Daytona Beach, Florida, has selected the DA-42NG for its multi-engine training fleet. Two have been ordered, and the school's existing DA-42 TDIs are to be upgraded with Austro Engines AE-300 power plants. Garmin's Digital Cyclone subsidiary announced on Friday that Pilot MyCast has been released for the iPad. Jeppesen has partnered with video capture and debriefing system company Flyvee to develop and introduce a video flight recording and debriefing solution to enhance the training experience. And with intrusive new airport screening protocols spreading to airports throughout the U.S., Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano took to the opinion page of USA Today yesterday to ask the American people for patience. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's ANN special feature, I'll talk with Michael Combs of the Flight for the Human Spirit, who's turned what most of us would call hardship into an inspiring aviation story. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.